21:8-12。翻到之后，我们一起同声来攻读神的话语，预备，请。
Observe therefore all the commands I've given you today, so that you may have the strength to go in and take over the land that you're crossing the Jordan to possess, and so that you may live long in the land that the Lord swore to your ancestors to give to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey, the land you're entering to, from which you have come. When you planted your seed and irrigated by food as in a vegetable garden, but the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is the land of mountains and the valleys that drinks rain from heaven. It is the land of the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to its end.
好，我们常说年关难过，然后呢？
We often say it's hard to
年年过哈，年年还是要过。
To start the beginning of the year, but then we still have to begin the year.
那今天是今年的最后一天。
So today is the last day of this year.
今天晚上就要度过年关了哈。
So tonight we're going to actually finish this year.
迎接2018年。
And we're going to welcome to 2018.
那我们想看，如果从岁首到年终，每一天都是丰富的。
So let's just think about this. If every day in the year it's abundant,
而不是那个年关难过，
it's not that difficult.
不是劳苦叹息，度日如年。
It's not like a lot of stresses.
每一天都有神的祝福，这样好不好？
If we had God's blessings every year, wouldn't that be good?
啊？怎么？有些事，有些不理我，
有些还在考虑呢。Some did not respond.
我们喜欢嘛，我喜欢每天都神都祝福
你
做什么心想事成。
God's blessings every day.
这样好不好？好。
Wouldn't that be good?
但是呢，现在很多教会里面就是在讲这个成功神学。
But however, a lot of churches are actually spreading this prosperity theology.
那么这边把圣经当中许多祝福的这个经文哇找出来，然后就把自己对号入座。
So they're actually found a lot of verses in the Bible that set this kind of blessings, and then they're going to take it by number.
那就认为神一定会照样的祝福我们。
So they just believe that God is going to actually bless us every day.
所以他也不管圣经的背景还有前后文的意思。
So they don't even look at the verses or examine the verses.
当然我们不是说圣经写错了哈，那些祝福的话是
真的。The Bible is wrong. The words of blessings are actually true, are real.
圣经是神写给当时的人，还是写给现在的我们呢？
Bible scriptures are written to. Let me ask you a question. Would the Bible scripture written to the people at that time or us or to us?
都是嘛，都是嘛。
Both.
因此，我相信有一些共同的原则是可以适用的。
So I believe there are common principles that are actually applicable today.
好，我们刚所读的经文，从岁首到年终，经历神的赐福，神的眼目眷顾我们，这样好不好？
So the Bible verse just told us that we could actually experience God's blessings continually from the beginning of the year to the end. Isn't that good?
不过根据这段经文，其实是有先决条件的。
But then actually, according to the verse, there are actually prerequisites.
要说有三方面，我们一起要来思考。
There are three aspects we need to think about.
这里经文一开始第八节一开始就这样说。
So the verse says here.
北京。
Observe therefore all the commands I'm giving you today.
好，我要请问大家，当时这些以色列百姓，他们是不是一帆风顺？
Let me ask you, are Israel living like a very smooth life there?
是不是真的从岁首到年终，每一天神都祝福他们？
Were they really blessed by God every day, from the beginning of the year to the end?
如果是的话，他们就不会花40年在旷野受到神的管教。
If that was so, they wouldn't be disciplined in the wilderness for 40 years.
那正因为他们没有真正遵守神对他们一切的吩咐，才会付上惨重的代价。
So they had to actually pay a big price because they did not follow God's commands.
好，生命记29:9。
Deuteronomy 29:9.
我们一起来读，预备，请。
Carefully follow the terms of this covenant so that you may prosper in everything you do.
好，我们要得到凡事亨通，是要有先决条件的。
So if you want to prosper, we need to do something.
就是要谨守遵行神的话。
Which is following the terms of the covenant.
所以遵守上帝的吩咐，表明我们爱神，可以得到神的同在，神才会眷顾我们。
Observing God's command means we need to obey His covenant so that God can bless us.
爱主的，我们必遵守主的诫命，有主的话在我们的心中。
So we love God, we need to obey God's commands.
所以在新约
，and God's words is in our heart.
约翰福音14:21这样说，我们一起来读，得请。
John 14, 20, whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them.
我们都知道蒙福的先决条件乃是要全然的顺服，而不是部分的顺服。
We know that the prerequisites for getting blessings is to be wholly obedient rather than partially obedient.
但很可惜是今天我们很容易就选择性的顺服，而不是全然顺服。
However, we often just partially obedient but not fully obedient.
不管在当时的时代或在今天的时代都一样。
Whether at that time or today, we're actually the same.
因为要做到全然顺服遵行神一切的吩咐可不是容易的。
We know it's not easy to be wholly obedient.
不但在旧约，在新约也是如此。
Not only in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, it's the same.
例如，明明耶稣当年交代门徒最重要的大使命是什么？
So, what was the great mission that Jesus gave to his disciples?
要叫他们去，使万民做主的门徒。
Making disciples of all nations, that's his command.
然而当使徒时代教会被建立的时候，尽管他们领受圣灵的大能，天天在圣殿里或在人的家里擘饼聚会，甚至有人变卖了一切能够凡物共用的爱心分享，那主也将得救的人数天天加给教会，所以每次都有3000人、5000人得救信主，这样好不好？
So when the church were first established, disciples actually gathered together all the time, and then they broke bread, and then they share all they have, and then they sold all their properties, and almost like 3,000 or 5,000 people would be saved in a period of time.
所以耶路撒冷教会就一直茁壮，一直茁壮，哇！
So the churches in Jerusalem actually grew really fast at that time.
那很快可能就会。传到这个慢慢就会越来越大，越的成为全世界最大的教会。
We would assume the churches would actually grow, actually become the biggest church in the world, right?
那教会这样增长，难道不好吗？
Wouldn't that be good that church grew like that?
但是神的心意不是如此的。
However, God's will was not like that.
主耶稣在升天前已经很清楚的吩咐他们，要他们去将福音传到万国万民当中。
Before Jesus went back to heaven, he actually commanded his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations so the gospel could be spread to the end of the world.
可是他们的教会非常的好啊，非常甜蜜啊。
But the church was too sweet and they were too close to each other.
大家凡物共用啊。
And they share things with
each other. 不分你的，不分我的，教会多甜美啊。
It was very sweet.
外面的世界多恐怖啊。
The outside world was kind of scary.
哇，在教会里面多好。
So just seeing the church, that's just so safe.
多和谐。
And so harmonious.
哇，就像天堂一样，好不好？
Just like heaven.Wasn't that good?
这不是神的心意啊。
But that was not God's will.
可是怎么办呢？
But how would they solve this problem?
为了要完成神的计划，于是神就容许教会受到极大的逼迫。
So in order to accomplish God's plan, God allowed the church to be persecuted at that time.
正因为这大逼迫，才造成他们门徒四处逃难到其他的亚细亚一带的地区，于是福音就传开来。
It was because of this great persecution that this.Gospel was spread, and the disciples were scattered to different places of the world.
同样，今天我们对神的吩咐，神对我们的吩咐没有改变。
So today, in the same way, God's commands hasn't really changed.
神的心意也不会改变的。
God's will hasn't really changed either.
在面对耶稣颁布给教会的大使命，要把福音传遍天下，直到地极，也是给我们的。
The great commission that God gave to His disciples, Old Testament, is also His command to us today.
但是，请问今天的教会有没有遵守神全部的吩咐呢？
Let me ask: Did the churches are the churches today actually obeying God's commands today?
事实上，我们都会给自己找很多的理由。
We often find a lot of excuses for ourselves.
例如，我们当地的人都还没有得救，一大堆，把福音传都传不完了，还有跑到海外去宣教啊。
For example, we would often say, oh, we have a lot of local people who haven't really saved yet. Why should we even go abroad to spread gospel?
或者说我们没有像宣教机构一样有足够的资源。
And we don't have enough resources just as missionary organizations.
还有文化语言啊，不同的难处。
We have difficulties in language and the culture.
而且圣经也告诉我们要衡量自己的能力，免得失败。
So the Bible even tells us we need to actually measure our abilities so that we won't fail.
况且神一定会感动宣教士去做的。
And of course, we often tell ourselves God is going to actually move those missionaries to do those jobs.
不是我。
Not me.
不是我们教会。
Not our church.
我们教会太小了。
Because our church is too small.
我们资源太有限了。
Our resources are too limited.
所以我们一定会找出各式各样的借口。
So we actually find a lot of excuses for not doing God's commands.
结果就是造成今天许多教会没有完全遵守神的吩咐。
So eventually caused a lot of churches today not to obey God's commands.
其实根本的问题是什么？
So the basic question is, problem,
是因为我们懒惰吗？
Was that because we're lazy?
我想不是的。
No, I don't think so.
还是我们故意去违背上帝的命令吗？
Or we are consciously actually disobey God's commands?
不是。
No, it's not that.
接下来要告诉我们真正的原因。
So later, the Bible verses tell us the real reason.
那就是我们会胆怯害怕。
It's because we're actually afraid.
我们一起来读啊，接下来第八节下半节，预备，请。
So that you may have the strength to go and take over the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
好，约书亚是一位彻底遵守神话语吩咐的人，同不同意？
Joshua was a person who actually fully obeyed God's commands.
他是十二位探子中的一位。
He was one of the
即便其他十位都不相信他们打得过人高马大的迦南人，但是他仍然相信神的应许。
Although the other 10 detectives did not believe that they would actually overcome the giants, the Canaanites, and then he believed that.
他一生顺服神的带领，甚至说出一句最代表性的话语。
In his whole life, he followed God's commands completely, and he even said this.
我们一起来读好不好？
But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
好，像这样一位愿意彻底遵行神话语的人，你知道吗？当他在接续摩西的任务，面对带领以色列进入迦南地的这个交接时刻，他竟然胆怯了。
So a person like such, even though he was committed to follow Moses, succeed Moses to be the leader to lead these Israelites to go to. The land of flowing with milk and honey. He was cowardish at that time.
你知道约书亚是什么人啊？
Do you know who Joshua was? What kind of person he was?
当出埃及的时候，摩西带着他上山祷告。
When Moses was leading Israelites out of Egypt, he was actually only leading him went up to the mountain to pray.
六十万大军只挑选他一个。
So 600,000 among 600,000 people was the only one who was chosen.
当摩西跟亚伦、库尔在山上祷告的时候，约书亚在山下带领在那里。打败亚玛利人。
So basically, when Moses was praying on top of the mountain, Joshua was leading his people and then defeated the Ammonites.
我们对他的印象是勇者不惧。
Our impression on him is he was a very courageous man.
可是你看到约书亚第一章的时候，你发现说
，But
他怎么这么软弱胆怯啊
？But we read chapter 1 in Joshua, you would find that he was very weak.
后来神一再的激励他要刚强壮胆，还有百姓也一再激励他要刚强壮胆，他才勇敢的履行他刚强壮胆的责任。
So God constantly reminded him to be courageous and to be strong, and his people constantly encouraged him to be strong and courageous.
其实神不会替我们刚强壮胆，
God、
因为那是我们自己的责任。
God will not be strong and courageous on behalf of us.
我们常常祷告说，
哎呀，
主，我是软弱的，啊，你是刚强的。
And sometimes we'll say, oh, I'm weak, you're strong.
啊，主，你成为我的刚强吧。
You will become strong for me.
有没有这样祷告？
Have you ever prayed like that?
有哈，我也是啊。
We do that too.
你知道神告诉我们，提摩太后书一章七节怎么说？
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 it says here,
请。
For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives power, love, and self-discipline.
啊，有人说叶牧师啊，不要小题大做了，胆怯只是人的性格。有人比较胆小哈，刚刚他的某个人的儿子比较胆小哈，然后呢，我们就接纳他就好了哈。
So you might say, hey, Pastor, don't tell me about this. Don't make it big. I'm just like a timid person. It's just my personality.
对啊，所以。有什么大不了的？
So、
我们都胆小啊！人的个性就有很多勇敢，我天不怕地不怕。
Some people are just born strong. I'm just weak.
只要接纳他的软弱就好了。
We just need to accept their personalities.
但是圣经却不是这样的教导。
But then Bible did not teach us to do so.
胆怯不但不是神的属性，更是一种很严重的罪，将来要受到审判的。
So being coward is not really like a human character. Should be actually judged in the future.
在启示录二十一章第八节，他把胆怯的跟其他的一些不信的啊，是可证杀人、淫乱的行邪术、拜偶像这么大的罪啊，排在一起，而且排第一位啊。
In Revelation chapter 20 verse 8, actually being cowardly was actually put.
我们一起来读好不好？
The same as other sins, just as the
这不是我讲的，是圣经告诉我们的。我们一起来，
immoral,
我们一起来读，预备，请。 哇，那这是很严重的事情啊。
So that was really serious.
我们要勇敢啊。
We need to be
不能够胆怯啊，不要认为这只是你的个性一个性格。
We should not be cowardish.
而且不要以为只要你愿意顺服遵行神的话，就自然而然会有胆量，可以达到所有的任务。
So don't ever assume if you obey God's commands and you will become brave and strong.
那是个人的责任需要去突破的。
That's the personal responsibility to break through.
很多人可能不认识我，我说过做过几次见证，我过去是一个非常胆小的人。
A lot of you might not know me. In the past, actually, I'm a very timid, shy person.
你们可能不敢想象，我过去只要三个人在场，我就不敢讲话了。
You might not be able to imagine that even there are three people in a public place that I don't want to talk.
那如果上台，我是抖，一路抖上台的。
Let alone making public speeches, I'm going to be shaking.
你说我这样怎么样来服侍神呢？
And how could I serve God?
你叫我躲在角落弹琴啊，服侍神可以的。
If you ask me to just hide in the corner to play piano, then that would be good.
可是呢，我看见人群的时候，哇，心跳加快。
But when I see people, my heart will start beating.
啊，瞳孔放大。双手这样说，一直。
And my hands are shaking.
你不敢想象，我第一次神呼召我在30多年前开始啊，有上台做见证，不会像他们这样子。
So you probably won't believe how I was caught by God 30 years ago. I wasn't really like those brave and courageous person to be able to on the stage and giving speeches.
我记得有一次参加一个宣教大会，类似这样子。
I remember when I was attending like a conference, just like CMC West.
那有一次最后一天，他说你有感动要上来讲几句话。
Last day, the speaker was calling like if you are touched by God and then just come upward and then say something.
那圣灵就提醒我了。
So the Holy Spirit kind of reminded me.
这是一个机会，让你克服你的胆怯。
So that was an opportunity. You need that is opportunity for you to overcome your timidness.
那每个人就排在前面哈。
So what people went up to the
每个人只有30秒。
So everybody,
所以我不能够讲太久。
Only had like 30 seconds. I could not speak a lot.
哦，提起最大的勇气。
So must up all of my courage.
哦，终于上台了。
Eventually went up to the stage.
我居然没有这个发抖哎。
The amazing thing is, I wasn't shaking.
下面几千人呐、啊。
So there were like thousands of people there.
我讲完下去了。
So after I finished my speech.
哎呦，我觉得感谢主让我有一个最大的突破。
I thank God so much that I made such a breakthrough in my life.
就一个老姐妹过来找我。
So then an old sister, a senior sister came to me and said to me.
我以为她要来感谢我啊，分享，
I thought
让她很触动。
She was thanking me for my speech.
结果她就说，叶弟兄，我建议你学声乐。
So what she said was like, Brother Ye, I suggest that you study vocal skills.
奇怪了，我做见证跟学声乐什么关系？
So I was kind of confused. What is the relationship between learning vocal skills and giving a testimony?
他说你刚才啊在台上讲的话，我一个字都听不懂，因为你都啵啵啵啵啵啵啵啵。
And she said I could not understand what you said at all.
然后呢，学声乐用丹田的力量把声音发出来，哦，你就听得见了啊。
You need to have that vocal skills. You need to have like breath from your stomach, but so we can all hear.
你知道我多挫折吗
？So how frustrated I
was. 我说我再也都不上台了。
And I said I will never go up to stage to give any speeches.
但是神的旨意超过我们的旨意。
But the God's will is higher than my will.
你看后来神可以让我在东岸。你说去年回去交接中西部联会主席。
I used to be the chairperson of Chinese Christians.
然后我们办那个特会呢，像几千人的。我要上去上面主持。
There are thousands of people in that kind of conference.
哇，几千人，我不会害怕。
Preside in that meeting.
啊，这次宣差传大会也认识很多中西部来的啊，各地来的朋友，也见到老朋友。
So this time during the CMC West, I was also I get to connect with a lot of my old friends.
如果我知道有一天我会变成这样，这是以前上帝的计划，我根本不敢相信。
I could hardly imagine the past that I could become such a person.
但是有一件事情是确定的，是个人的责任需要去突破。
But one thing was certain, it's your responsibility to make that breakthrough.
我常常鼓励我们当中受浸的，一定要做见证。
I often encourage the brothers and sisters who are going to be baptized, you have to give testimonies.
哦，他就开始讲借口了。
And then this brother would probably give excuses.
我点点头，你讲的这些我都有。可是当他突破的时候，他不再一样。
But then when you make that breakthrough, you're going to be different.
所以克服胆怯不但是为你自己，而是你更能够为神来服侍神。
Overcoming that timidness is not just for yourself; it's also for serving God.
在未来日子，我们每一个人都需要刚强壮胆。
In the future, all of us need to be courageous and strong.
我们要有胆量往前走。
We need to be brave to go
才能够达成任务。
So that we can accomplish the task that God.
我们常常觉得说我们教会太小了，太弱了。
We often say our church is too weak and too small.
但是我告诉你，我们不要小看我们的教会。
But don't underestimate our.
你看我们的教会，你打开这些人这些的这个数字。你看我们的奉献、啊，不会输给别的教会。
Offerings, you'll see actually our church is pretty good.
你看我们每一周的活动，多少人委身在这里？
Look at the activities our church have been done, and how many people have attended.
我们等一下还会推广我们礼拜五的活动。
Later, we're going to actually promote our Friday activities.
我们还有礼拜三、礼拜四的这个祷告会跟查经班。
We also have prayer meetings on Wednesday nights and also Thursday Bible study.
我们都需要克服胆怯才能够完成需要克才能够完成任务的。
We need to overcome our cowardice so that we can.Accomplish the tasks.
最后一个是要领受丰盛生命的应许。
And the last, you need to receive God's supreme promises in your life.
我们一起来读第十节、十一节。
Verse 10 to 11. Let's read together. The land you are entering to take over is not like the land of Egypt, from which you have come, where you planted your seed and irrigated its by food as its vegetable garden. But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and the valleys that drinks rain from heaven.
好，虽然这节经文是当年神应许亚伯拉罕跟他的后裔，让他的后裔能够承受这个迦南美地。
So this, although this verse is actually what God promised Abraham, the land that He promised to the descendants of Abraham.
当然，后来神的应许成就了。
And then also, God's promises were actually fulfilled.
但请注意啊、
哦、，But then pay attention.
神没有让他的选民从此之后就百变不侵，刀枪不入。
But then God did not let his children to be not invaded by any like swords or spears or no diseases to affect them.
我们反而看见神一再的对他们管教，让他们悔改，才祝福他们。
Oftenwise we saw like in the Old Testament times, and at that time God actually disciplined them a lot.
全世界没有一个民族像以色列这么犹太人这么可怜的。
So none of the nationalities in this world as poor as the Israelites at that time.
请注意，神的心意绝不是要虐待他的百姓。
God was not trying to abuse his children.
虽然神乐意赐福，这是神的主权。
Although it's God's sovereignty to bless his people.
但是他也不是要他的百姓都享受荣华富贵。
But not for all of his people to enjoy prosperity and wealth.
但是神一定要让我们有一个不一样的人生。
What God really wants us to have is to have a different life.
刚刚我们所读的经文说，这应许之地本不像你出来的埃及地。
Okay, the verse just says that the land is not going to be the same as the Egypt.
那埃及就象征世界。
Egypt actually symbolizes the world.
那今天我们也同样的，神呼召我们从世界出来。
So in the same way, God actually called us out of Egypt.
让我们的生命也与过去有所区别。
So that our life can be different from our past.
所以接下来我们刚刚所读的经文说啊，你在那里撒种，用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。
So basically, it says here, sow the seed over there, and then, also plant the seeds and feed the seeds so that they grow.
在神的应许之地，并非让他们呢天天不劳而获，只要祷告，天上就掉馅饼。
A land of milk honey is not like a land that you don't have to do any work and just like the bread will fall from the skies.
他们一进入迦南美地，玛拉就停止了。
When they entered the Canaan land and the manna actually stopped right away.
人有责任。
Your responsibility is there.
神就一定赐福。
God will bless.
其实简单的说，神的心意就是要让我们的生命。过得精彩有意义。
So simply speaking, God's intention is to make our lives brilliant, meaningful, and different.
而这也是耶稣来到这世界上的目的。
That's God's will. That's the reason Jesus came to this world.
因为当耶稣宣告说
，So when Jesus announced,
我们一起来读
，I have come that you may have life and have it to the full.
他要让我们得生命。
He wants us to have life.
并且得的。更丰盛
and a more abundant life.
这就是让我们的生命过得更精彩，更有意义。
Our life is more wonderful, more meaningful.
我们看今天许多人在不知不觉中过他的一生。
We have seen a lot of people are just living their life without any meaning.
不知他的目的、他的价值、他的意义。
No directions, no values, no meanings.
虽然度过了一年的年日。
They have lived one year after another year.
从岁首到年终。
From the beginning to the end.
但是周而复始，随波逐流，行尸走肉，一事无成。
Drifting down just like a zombie.
然而要有知有觉的度过呢， 既是知道自己存在的价值与目的。
But being living a conscious life means you have to know the meaning of your life, how to live your life.
所以当圣经最后刚刚我们读的最后一节说，从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。
So basically, the verse we just read told us that from beginning to the end, God's eyes constantly, continually on that land.
是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
是神的眼目眷顾下过日子。
Because means the eyes of the Lord your God are continually on you, and we're living under this God's care.
我不晓得你有没有回顾你以前的经验。
Have you ever re-examined your past?
当你第一个小孩出生的时候。
When your first child was born.
我相信你一定整天盯着他看。
You just constantly stared at them.
哇，爱不释手。
And you did not want them to go.
哇，看他睡觉的时候，哦，还会微笑。
When they were sleeping, they're like smiling.
虽然他长得不是最帅的哈，不是最漂亮的。
Maybe they're not the handsome or the cutest.
可是，在你眼中，他是最棒的。
But then in your eyes, they're the best.
那就是在你的眼目眷顾下过日子。
Those are the days that children actually living under your care.
请问，当你在看着他的时候。你会想说我要让他挨饿受冻吗？要考验他。
So just let me ask a question. When you look at your children, do you want them to suffer like in coldness and in poverty?
啊，现在天气很冷，把他丢到外面去，让他忍受这个酷寒，将来才能够更有作为啊。
Do you want to throw them outside in the winter?
你一定会尽你最大的努力来保护他，供应他一切需要，是不是呢
？Of course not. What you want to do is protect them. Use whatever resources you have to provide them what they need, right?
其实神也是一样，在神的眼目眷顾下度日子，你还有什么好担心、好恐惧、好害怕的呢
？So under God's care, under God's eyes, what are you afraid of?
神爱你，并且为你的生命预备一个奇妙的计划。
God loves you and prepares a wonderful plan for your life.
这位眷顾我们的神，你愿意去认识他吗？去经历他吗？去信靠他吗？去得着他吗
？But do you want to know this loving God, and do you want to get Him? Do you want to be with Him?
其实你是可以在每一天经历神眼目眷顾下的日子。
You can actually experience this kind of life.
你可以的。
The eyes of the Lord your God continually on your life.
新的一年马上要到了。
The new year is going to start really.
对我们来讲，未来可能将是一个充满挑战的一年。
For us, the new year is probably going to be full of challenges.
当我们回顾过去一年来的局势
，When you look at our past in the past year,
光是在加州森林大火的肆虐、大地震的威胁，还有明年加州大选。
And the fires, the earthquakes, and also the election next year.
甚至 ISIS 指定加州是攻击的目标。
Even ISIS already targeted California next year.
这一些发生的事情，难道我们不害怕、不忧虑吗
？Aren't you afraid when you hear these things?
但是我相信。
Aren't you worried?
神的眼目要眷顾我们的时候。
But I believe when God's eyes is on us.
我们可以不必胆怯。
We don't have to be afraid.
因为他仍在掌权。
Because He's in control.
Amen.
Amen.
但问题是你的责任呢
？But you have to think about your responsibility.
你是否愿意彻底遵守上帝的吩咐呢
？Are you willing to follow God's commands completely?
你是否愿意履行刚强壮胆的责任呢
？To be strong and courageous.
并且愿意领受丰盛生命的应许呢
？And to receive God's supreme promises in your life.
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
让我们一起起立，我们来经历啊恩雨大降。
Sing this song.
主必是恩如降大雨，圣灵在大地行事，求主赐慈爱的应许。Bye for 主必施恩如降大雨，愿主成就你。Shall be shall her so blessing. Oh, that today did my home.
Now, as to God we are blessing. Now, as on Jesus we call. Shower the blessing.
Shower the blessings we need.
Mercy drops from us are falling.
Not all the shower we pray. 我们一起祷告。主，谢谢你愿意降下大恩雨在我们的生命当中。
Lord, thank you so much. You're willing to give us showers of blessings in our lives.
我们相信你是乐意赐恩赐福的神。
We believe that you are willing to give us blessings.
但是主，你的心意乃是要我们过一个有意义的人生。
But also you will, you want us to live a meaningful life.
是被世界当中分别出来的。
We're separated from this, you want us to be separated from this world.
是满足神的荣耀的。
But only to glorify your will and your glory.
是完成主心意托付的。
To fulfill your promises and your commandments.
谢谢主。
Oh Lord, thank you so much.
我们可以成为你所眷顾在眼目眷顾当中的儿女。
We can become the people of you that are under constant care of your eyes.
从岁首到年终。
From the beginning of the year to the end.
你时常眷顾我们。
You constantly, continually care for us.
求主带领我们。
Oh Lord, please guide us and lead us.
每一位在你面前有新的立志。
Every brother and sister in front of you, that we have this determination.
虽然我们将要告别2017年。
Although we're going to say goodbye to 2017.
但是主，我们要用信心来迎接你所应许的未来的一年。
Oh Lord, give us faith, so can we have the spirit and the bravery to accept to welcome the new year.
来领受你为我们应许的属灵迦南美地。
To receive the promised land you have promised.
让我们的生命可以活得更有价值。
So our life can be more wonderful and more meaningful.
让你的旨意可以从我们当中来完成。
So that your will can be done in us.
好，叫我们可以荣耀你的名。
So that we can glorify your name in this earth.
垂听我们在你面前的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉告主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the name of victorious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
各位请坐。
Please be seated.
下面是说奉献的时间，让我们用这个机会思想主的恩典来献上感谢。Now it's time for offering. Let's meditate God's blessing and give thanks. 弟兄姐妹平安，欢迎来参加我们今天的主日崇拜。Peace be with you. Welcome to our Sunday service. 那么就是提醒大家，我们现在午餐清洁将由主日学不同的小组来轮流清洁厨房还有用餐的区域。那今天是中文主日学，那下个礼拜的话是粤语主日学。也请各位弟兄姐妹帮忙收拾来维持桌面的清洁。那再提醒大家，就是下个礼拜是带菜聚餐，请带你们家里的拿手好菜来跟大家分享。 So we're starting a new system. All Sunday school classes will take turns cleaning up the kitchen after lunch. This week is the Mandarin class, and the next week is the Cantonese class. And all brothers and sisters, please help cleaning up after you finish eating and maintain the area.那另外我们大家都知道，最近税法通过，那就是提醒大家今天是年底，如果说要抵税，然后我们十二月也是 Lonnie Moon 的那个 Love Offering 来支持国际宣教士，那今天是最后一天的机会，如果说要抵税的话就把握机会。 So we all know the tax law just passed, and this is the last day of the year. If you want to have tax deduction for church offeringor our December special love offering to support international missionary. This is the last day to send in your offering. 那然后今天午餐以后请弟兄姐妹留下来帮忙收拾我们的圣诞装饰。Also at the end, after lunch, please help cleaning up the Christmas decoration so we can put it away until next year.那我们这个礼拜五有一个特别的活动，就是团契。我们是六点半会提供晚餐，然后会有一部非常好的电影，这个电影的名字叫做《战情室》，然后我们在后面有这个单张。那这是一个非常好的电影，它是得过很多奖，而且主要是教导我们有关怎么样教导你的子女、你的事业、还有你的婚姻、还有你的友谊。那而且也是说有关怎么样来原谅、和解，还有补偿，这个是事实上就是有关一个家庭。那这个家长本来是只是为了发展他的事业，只顾了赚钱，忽略了他的女儿，然后最后突然发现认罪悔改，而且决定跟很多人和解，甚至原谅了虐待他的一个敌人。那在这个当中还教导我们身为基督徒，我们需要为大家祷告，然后要关怀大家，而且基本上来讲的话也是要有机会也是要教导附近的人到底身为基督徒真正的意义。这是一个老少咸宜的电影，所以请用这个单张来邀请你的亲朋好友来参加。 So thisFriday, we'll get have a special fellowship. We will provide dinner, simple dinner, starting at 6:30, and we're going to watch a movie, The War Room. It's an award-winning production. It's about parenting, careers, marriages, friendships, and every aspect of our life, and teaching us about forgiveness, reconciliation, and restitution. This is the story about a family. The patriarch, at the beginning, just concentrated on making money,and even neglect his own daughter, and for some, and later in his life, he repent, and try to make some reconciliation about his life. He even forgave an enemy that treat him badly. So as a Christian, we can learn from this film that we all need prayer, and we need to care for others, and also need to show some discipline in our lives.